Lesson: The Conversion of Saul. Message: God can help us to change our mind and to do the right thing. Bible text: Acts chapter 9, verse 1 to 20. The Conversion of Saul. Saul treated and attacked Jesus' disciples. One day, he went to the high priest and asked him for the authority to arrest the followers of the new religion in the synagogues in Damascus and bring them as prisoners back to Jerusalem. Saul started out on his journey. As he approached Damascus, he was suddenly surrounded by a light from heaven. He fell to the ground and heard a voice saying, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" Saul asked, "Who are you?" Jesus replied, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. Stand up and go into the city. Someone there will tell you what you have to do." The men who were with Saul were speechless. They could hear a voice, but could not see anyone. Saul got up. When he opened his eyes, he could not see anything. He was blind. The men took him by the hand and guided him to Damascus. For 3 days, Saul could not see anything at all. He did not eat or drink. In Damascus, there was a disciple named Ananias. Jesus appeared to him and said, "Ananias, Ananias." "Reply, here I am, Lord." Jesus said, "Arise and go to the street called Streets and ask at the house of Judas for a man called Saul of Tarsus. There you will find him praying. In a vision, he saw that you will come to him and lay your hands on him so that he may see again." Ananias replied, "Lord, I have heard a lot about this man. He has done many bad things to your followers in Jerusalem. He had also been given authority by the high priest to take as prisoner anyone in Damascus who calls on your name." Jesus said to him, "Go and do as I say. I have chosen Saul to walk with me. He will tell you hatred and kings as well as the people of Israel about me. I will show him all he must go through for my name's sake." Ananias went to the house, laid his hands on Saul, and said, "Brother Saul, Jesus who appeared to you on the road to Damascus has sent me so that you can see again and can receive the Holy Spirit." Something like scale fell from Saul's eyes, and from that moment on, Saul could see again. He stood up and was baptized. He started to eat again. A few days later, he began to tell everyone about Jesus. Suggestion for the teacher: lead in. Show the picture to the children. Discuss with them what they see. Ask what she or he may feel. Explain the transformation of a caterpillar to a butterfly. Ask the children what is the difference about a caterpillar and a butterfly. A caterpillar crawls on the ground, is dirty. A butterfly flies and is colorful. Lesson instruction. Begin telling the story. Discuss with the children. Who is speaking to Saul? Jesus. He says, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? What happens to Saul afterwards? He is blind. His fellow men took him to Damascus. Why do Ananias' feeling towards Saul's change? Jesus appeared to him and explained everything. Have the children repeat. Jesus appeared to Saul to change his mind, to change his heart and to be a great apostle. Saul changed from a persecutor to a great missionary. With the Holy Spirit, God guides us to do the right thing throughout our life. Real life applications. Explain the following. Jesus told Saul to stop what he was doing. Similarly, God moved our hearts so that we make a change in our doing. Collect examples. Repeat the message. God can help us to change our mind and to do the right thing. Repeat the message. God can help us to change our mind and to do the right thing.